Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great Friday in this great nation. It is the Friday right before Hanukkah, just close to right before Christmas. We have a ways to go, but Hanukkah starts on Sunday night. People have profound misconceptions about that particular holiday. Some of them well cleared away in a piece today in the Wall Street Journal, which we will get to. We will also talk about the big new controversy about not dinner guests, but about party guests at a Christmas party at the home of Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp, who are a very dynamic conservative couple. He is the head of the Conservative Political Action Committee. And guess what? There is a trouble for Justice Kavanaugh because, shockingly, he came to the party. What exactly is supposed to be wrong with that? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all of the controversy and hysteria about the release of thousands of JFK assassination documents. Does it show any new revelations that should change the conclusion, which has been reached again and again and again and again, that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone and that he was a deranged nut and not an agent for some other massive conspiracy? We will get to that here on the Medved Show. There's a big new movie starring Margot Robbie, who is one of the most admired and most striking actresses in the world today, and Brad Pitt. And it is about the golden days of Hollyweird. And yes, the film is somewhat weird. It is called Babylon. We will get to that later in the show. And much more, including a lesbian who is erased, and basically talk about being erased and canceled. She's actually been sentenced to prison for saying that trans women cannot become lesbians. Okay, really? We will cover that particular case as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, a story from CNN, which is just unbelievable. A request by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to share a message of world peace prior to kickoff at the World Cup final on Sunday has been rebuffed by FIFA, a source told CNN. The source said Zelensky's office is offering to appear in a video link to fans in the stadium in Qatar ahead of the game and was surprised by the negative response. It's unclear if Zelensky's message would be live or taped. We thought FIFA wanted to use its platform for the greater good, the source said. However, talks between Ukraine and the sports governing body are still underway, the source added. CNN has reached out to FIFA for comment, but it did not immediately respond. The big championship game, the final game, will be between France, which is the defending champion, and Argentina, which is leaving out some of the upstarts and long shots, particularly Morocco, which were getting a great deal of attention. Morocco will be in a game to determine who gets rated third in the world. Talks between Ukraine and the sports governing body are still underway. CNN has reached out to FIFA for comment, but they did not immediately respond. The request is unsurprising. Kyiv has repeatedly tried to use major world events, regardless of their theme, to keep the global spotlight on the war in Ukraine. Zelensky has appeared via video at everything from the Group of 20 Nations Summit to the Grammy Awards and the Cannes Film Festival. He's also done interviews and conversations with a diverse array of journalists and famous entertainers, including Sean Penn and David Letterman, employing the charm and media savvy he developed in the entertainment industry. He was an actor before becoming a politician to rally support from Ukraine. Look, given the level of bloodshed and horror, and there really is a great deal of horror going on in the Ukraine, and the attempts by Russia now to attack primarily civilians and to make this winter not a holiday season, but a hell on earth for the Ukrainians for the crime of defending their own country, that, it seems to me, is so appalling and so necessary to remind the world about, because it is connected to the world of sports. Is it purely an accident somehow that Brittany Griner was actually arrested by Putin's regime just days before he ordered the initial invasion of Ukraine? She made a comment today announcing that she's going to be returning to playing in the WNBA, where she talked about the need to actually go forward and get Paul Whelan released, who has been held by the Russians for 4 years. And again, any kind of pressure against Russia, identifying Russia as a rogue nation that totally violates the core principles that otherwise unite humanity, that seems to me appropriate. Look, it's also appropriate that today there were a huge number of documents that were released concerning the JFK assassination, but those documents do not appear to provide any new information. The National Archives yesterday released thousands of previously classified documents collected as part of the government review into the 1963 assassination of John F. Kennedy. The cache of over 13,000 documents, and no, none of them were found at Mar-a-Lago, is the second of two JFK assassination-related document dumps that President Joe Biden ordered last year when the White House postponed a public release because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The profound national tragedy of President Kennedy's assassination continues to resonate in American history and in the memories of so many Americans who were alive on that terrible day. This is from the White House in a memorandum sent yesterday. Meanwhile, the need to protect records concerning the assassination has weakened with the passage of time. It is therefore critical to ensure that the United States government maximizes transparency by disclosing all information in records concerning the assassination, except when the strongest possible reasons counsel otherwise. What are those possible reasons? Well, when you read this material, the possible reasons that would lead hesitation in just releasing everything have to do with methods of intelligence gathering that were very important against Russia, because Lee Harvey Oswald, of course, had lived in Russia. He's one of those very rare Americans who had defected to Russia, and he was off and on serious about communist ideology. While no documents remain fully redacted or withheld, according to the CIA, the small percentage of information that remains blacked out would currently do identifiable harm to intelligence operations, according to the spokesperson. Those records, they said, consist primarily of internal administrative records collected to provide the JFK Review Board with background on the CIA to help the board understand, for example, CIA sources, methods, terminology, cover, and tradecraft. In other words, if you believe that the CIA has an important role in the world, and it manifestly does if you look at the world right now and the dangers of Russia and China and Iran and North Korea, yes, we need our intelligence agencies. And yes, despite the fact that many people resent the organization, we do need an FBI. Meanwhile, some unanimity building up on Republican side of things. about a one aspect of the Trump campaign that has generated some enthusiasm, well, some enthusiastic controversy. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
Something very profound.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jeremy, it's it's remarkable is when you say J-I-N-G-L-E, bells. They're glee bells, right? G-L-E. If you make it a long E, it's glee bells, as in joy and glee that everybody should feel this holiday season with so many fascinating stories popping up everywhere. There is a syndicated column by a woman named Lisa Jarvis who writes for Bloomberg, and she points out that the research is still evolving, but the decline in teen drinking, which is kind of a reassuring thing to a lot of parents, especially in this holiday season, likely stems from a mix of policies and public health campaigns. The same level of effort, she writes, should be applied to discouraging teen cannabis use, and quickly. A new study that looked at calls to poison centers in the U.S. over the course of two decades adds to the growing evidence that more adolescents and teens are turning to cannabis over alcohol. Wasn't that supposed to be a good thing? Well, it isn't. The researchers found a gradual decline in alcohol-related calls since 2010, but a steady rise in cannabis cases from 2010 to 2017. Since 2017, cases have spiked. There was a particular rise in cases of misuse of edible products, says Adrienne Hughes, an emergency medicine physician at Oregon who led the study. That's at Oregon Health and Science University. Unlike smoking weed, which gives an immediate high, edibles take longer to kick in and have more unpredictable highs, making it easier to overuse. And the evidence is so obvious of the dangers from all of this. And the idea that people are paralyzed by big weed, the power of the marijuana industry and the growing marijuana industry and the tremendous desire to say that weed and that cannabis is a source of harmless fun or pain relief or whatever, it is important that people take a look at some of the more scientific and balanced views of this particular subject. Concerning the Kennedy assassination, there are some people who have commented on the fact that there is still material that is blocked out. And one of the things that Larry Sabato says, and Larry Sabato has actually written about this a great deal. He wrote a book called The Kennedy Half-Century, The Presidency Assassination and Lasting Legacy of John F. Kennedy. He commented that there may be some, quote, hidden gems throughout the document release, but there wouldn't be anything that changes what happened that day in 1963. It's not going to change the story, he said, of the newly declassified documents. It's not, I guarantee you. He added that if people are looking for proof to back up conspiracy theories that Oswald did not act alone in killing Kennedy, or that the CIA was somehow involved, they won't find that here. The truth is not that Oswald was part of a conspiracy to kill Kennedy, he said. The truth is that this assassination was preventable and could have been prevented and should have been prevented if the CIA and the FBI were doing their jobs. Really, that's it. Now, that's serious, but you're not going to find the names of other conspirators in here. One of the things about the FBI at the time is the FBI, of course, as people know today, and it's in the news all the time, the FBI is part of the Justice Department, and it's under the control of the Attorney General. And the Attorney General at that time was someone who was less likely than any human being on the planet to seek John Kennedy's assassination. It was his brother, Robert Kennedy. And the idea of the conspiracy theories involving the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover and the CIA and Alan Dulles, who had been fired as head of the CIA. None of this makes any sense at all. I'll tell you what does make sense, it seems to me, is the idea that there is a tremendous controversy that has arisen and a great deal of harsh press concerning the Supreme Court. I mean, right now, the Supreme Court has been taking such a beating in terms of public criticism, and so much of it undeserved, and some of it perhaps deserved. But the latest is, there's a headline in Forbes, and Forbes is not usually thought of. It's still run by Steve Forbes, frequent guest on this show. The Forbes headline says, Brett Kavanaugh attends conservative holiday party. Latest Supreme Court justice caught cozying up with partisans. So why is this horrific? The top line, they say, is Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's attendance at a holiday party over the weekend, hosted by the head of the Conservative Political Action Committee coalition, is coming under fire for potential ethical violations, the latest in a string of appearances in recent months by Supreme Court justices at conservative allied events that have raised concerns about their judicial impartiality. Kavanaugh attended CPAC Chairman Matchlap's holiday party, Politico reported Saturday, which also was attended by controversial right-wing activists like Matt Gaetz, who previously came under investigation for potential sex trafficking violations. And they have another more list of conservative dignitaries, including Sean Spicer and Stephen Miller, who was one of the principal speechwriters for President Trump. He still is. And the idea that this represents some kind of violation, it's a holiday party, for goodness sake. And everybody in Washington is Matchlap, who works for the Conservative Political Action Coalition. Is he required to have a balanced guest list if he's going to invite any members of the Supreme Court who he might know? And can we remember that Brett Kavanaugh, actually, he met his wife during a time when he worked in the Bush White House. That was the second President Bush. And he has a background as a Republican, just as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you remember her. The idolized Ruth Bader Ginsburg was national head of the American Civil Liberties Union, for goodness sake. And yet not attacked at any point in her career for bias. We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New England is the latest and last part of the USA to feel the wrath of a winter storm that's already ravaged the western mountains, the Gulf Coast, the upper Midwest, and the Northeast all week. Could be 2 feet of snow this weekend in the mountains of New England. Stormy times as well in this day of trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track for another huge loss. It's been down as many as 500 points today. The Keystone Pipeline's back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. So the White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with it. After a week at a U.S. military base, Brittany Griner is home in Arizona. The WNBA star thanked a lot of people for her release today, saying it feels good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medved Show, breaking news. CNN is reporting that the rioter at the front of a mob that chased U.S. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman up flights of stairs, almost everyone's seen that video, that was right near the Senate chamber on January 6, 2021, has been sentenced to 5 years behind bars. Douglas Jensen, who prosecutors said was one of the first 10 rioters to enter the Capitol during the attack, was convicted by a jury in September of each of the 7 charges he faced, including obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting a police officer. He also should be charged with incredible stupidity, because one of the things that is very visible on the tape, very audible on the tape, is as he was actually attacking the Capitol building, he was yelling very excitedly, "We're going to take the White House! We're going to take the White House! Come on!" The Capitol building doesn't really look that much like the White House, and they are separated by a couple of miles. And by separated as a whole different branch of government. In any event, 5 years for Douglas Jensen. And this will probably not go to the Supreme Court. And who do you think, which liberal do you think attacked the Supreme Court in these words? The Supreme Court has lost its honor, prestige, and standing, and has become nothing more than a political body, with our country paying the price. Shame on them. Jeremy, you know who said that? Donald Trump.
Do you know why? Because the Supreme Court refused to intervene to prevent the House Ways and Means Committee from getting hold of Trump's tax records, which is one of the many, 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 many lawsuits that is keeping all kinds of attorneys busy and occupied representing President Trump. But part of the idea about the Supreme Court and that Brett Kavanaugh has to be castigated and apologize because he attended a party that had lots of prominent conservatives in it. First of all, most parties in Washington are going to be either liberal or conservative. They're either going to be red or blue. There are people who have a nonpartisan, bipartisan group of friends. And obviously one person in Washington who is like that is Joe Lieberman, who had very close friends in the U.S. Senate who were strong conservatives like Lindsey Graham, and then had other friends in the U.S. Senate who were on the liberal side of things. And there are people, well, Kyrsten Sinema famously goes both ways. I mean, I'm not trying to make some crude, lewd remark, but she, by the way, when you talk about her going both ways, she took out papers today, filed papers to run for re-election as an independent, and then announced she hasn't decided whether she's going to run or not, which I think indicates a certain amount of confusion. But the one thing about Brett Kavanaugh attending this party, they make a big deal of the fact that Matt Gaetz was there. Matt Gaetz has all kinds of illegal allegations against him. The allegations aren't illegal. The allegations are about illegality, like crossing state lines with underage women and things of that nature. This will very, very rarely come before the Supreme Court, and almost certainly never will. And the idea that that attending a holiday party at Matt Schlapp's house, in which Matt Gaetz, another Matt, is actually going to be one of many, many, many participants, hardly indicates a requirement that Justice Kavanaugh now recuse himself. Now, this is very, very different from the sorts of charges that are made against Ginni Thomas. Look, first of all, Ginni Thomas, how did she, quote, get away with it? When I say get away with it, she was an active member of the Trump effort to overturn the election. And you may not agree with that. I don't agree with it. Do I approve of it? I don't approve of it. But she is the wife of a justice who said that he has not discussed the matter with her. And whether he did or he did not, it is one of the principles of modern feminism, isn't it, that a woman can be independent of her husband and pursue independent. Now, if Clarence Thomas, if a sitting member of the judiciary had sent some of those communications and had been as deeply involved in trying to overturn the election as his wife Ginni was, it would be a different matter. But they have this here about, and Forbes, about Justice Amy Coney Barrett, and it said she attended a birthday party in June, one day after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, for a law partner at Jones Day. The New York Times reported, one of the largest law firms in the U.S. that's also drawn scrutiny for its ties to the GOP, representing former President Donald Trump in his presidential campaigns and helping spur what the Times described as a judicial revolution that has reshaped the federal judiciary to be more conservative. Okay. Again, isn't this a bit of crazy guilt by association? And this is not a situation. People say, well, how come people were so upset about President Trump inviting a Ye and his buddy Nick Fuentes to Mar-a-Lago, because they weren't, they're not liberals or conservatives. They're kooks. They're people with no political following or importance or significance who are known primarily for their racist extremism and their anti-Semitism. And that is a very, very different situation than going to a party in which a number of conservative luminaries made their appearance. There is a actually a very reassuring and important piece by a scholar named Daniel Frost. He's from Brigham Young University, of course, the nation's leading campus based upon the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. But it talks about traditional marriage getting some respect. Why? How? From where? They're talking about getting respect from the president, which is surprising, because Joe Biden was the first person in the Obama administration to call publicly for changing the definition of marriage. Getting respect from the president, from the Congress, and yes, even from the Supreme Court. In what sense does traditional marriage get some respect? We will get to that on the Medved Show. We will also talk about the real message and meaning of Hanukkah. And we'll be reviewing a big movie that has a semi-biblical title. It's called Babylon. And people know, of course, that Babylon was the source of the first sack of the temple in Jerusalem, the temple that was later rebuilt and reclaimed by the Maccabees in the Hanukkah story. We will get to all of that if you want to join the conversation. 1-800-955-1776. And oh yes, the Senate voted last night, and it was a very important vote. Not getting a lot of attention because it's not too much of a surprise. What they vote on, we'll tell you coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show the members of Congress, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House will be home for Christmas. Some of them preparing to leave the Congress of the United States. Of course, there is a change in the House of Representatives that's going over to Republican control from Democratic control. But last night, there was a bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate with the votes they needed to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government operating. It would have shut down. We would have had one of those utterly meaningless and usually counterproductive government shutdowns. We would have had that tonight at midnight if they hadn't passed this resolution. Now they have all the time in the world to go to December 23rd. It's a week from today. And they between now and December 23rd to try to pass a longer-term budget. There's an email that came in from David in Washington who said, so let me get this straight. It's worse to stop funding a government which spends 80% on fraud, waste, and abuse than it is to ensure that we actually pass a budget instead of 20 years of continuing resolutions. We actually have passed a budget. They put in continuing resolutions when they can't reach agreement on actually passing one. And the continuing resolutions simply mean that you continue to spend on the same level you have. You don't move the money back and forth between the various departments. And David, I would just take a look, and I haven't looked at this week, and it changes every day. It changes every week, certainly, every month, certainly. But it hasn't changed fundamentally in terms of what the government spends its money on. And you can say it's all on fraud, waste, and abuse. Most of the money the government spends right now is on paying out Social Security. And you may say, well, wait a minute, don't they have a little lockbox somewhere that they have that everybody's Social Security that they've paid during their lifetime? And you pay Social Security every week. You pay Social Security whenever you pay taxes. It's deducted from your taxes, usually from your paychecks, usually. In any event, that money has not been saved. It started back in the Johnson administration. People spent it. to prevent the government from going further into debt, when it was going further into debt, actually, to its own citizens. And right now, in terms of spending entitlements, Social Security and Medicare and the rest of it, some of it, I think, is dubious. I don't think we should be spending the huge amounts of money we do on things like school lunches. We certainly shouldn't be spending it on student loan forgiveness for people who haven't paid off their college loans from which they personally benefited. But to say 80% is on fraud, waste, and abuse, and we also just passed, and the Congress did pass this, together with a retraction of the vaccine mandate for the U.S. military. They passed over $800 billion, which is a significant chunk of government spending. They spent passed over $800 billion in military funds. And obviously, if you're going to believe that things that there is a majority of what the government does is fraud, waste, and abuse, then what I'd be interested in is what it is you think, David, needs to be done to eliminate that idea that the overwhelming majority of government money is spent and wasted. We also, and this came in from William in California, he was responding to a clip that we played from a pastor in Mississippi named Vaughn, who was opposed to the way that we elect our senators now. And it's all these states elect the senators the same way because we have a 13th Amendment to the Constitution that passed, pardon me, the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, which passed in 1913. And William in California says, Michael, I sympathize with the person from Georgia. It's actually a pastor from Mississippi. And he says, living in California, I don't believe conservatives can ever win here or any other state that has huge urban areas. People's needs and wants are different. It's a matter of culture, not politics. What do you think? Well, what I think is this, is that every state is a mix of rural areas and urban areas, and they're very different. And one of the reasons that it used to be before the Supreme Court intervened, and this I think is one of the most mistaken Supreme Court decisions ever, it used to be that states were arranged very much like the federal government, that you would have a state House of Representatives where it was broken down by population and you'd have different districts that would have approximately the same proper population. And then you'd have a state Senate where every county would get one senator. And I remember growing up, I was always amused by the fact that it just seemed so bizarre. In California, you had places like Siskiyou County, which is in Northern California, which had a few thousand people, literally, not more than 100,000 in the whole county. And then you had L.A. County, which today has, what, 14, 15 million. And it used to be that L.A. County only got one state senator. And that state senator for years was named Richard Richards. And he had these stupid ads that said, be sure, vote Richards. Be doubly sure, vote Richard Richards. And, okay, and so he represented all of L.A. And the reason that states had done that kind of difference between the state House of Representatives and the state Senate was precisely to balance the urban power of a brute force. And this is what the Great Compromise, what was called the Connecticut Compromise, was about in the Constitutional Convention back in 1787. So I'm sympathetic with that, but that doesn't mean going back to electing our senators by the state legislature. In other words, if you do that, you run the real risk of saying that a senator doesn't represent the majority of the population of the state. He represents a majority of the politicians and maybe politicians of one side or another. And by the way, it wouldn't even make the kind of difference restoring power to rural areas, because in a court decision in 1961, I think it was Baker versus Carr, they overturned the ability of state governments to apportion themselves the way we apportion the federal Congress in Washington, D.C. In other words, now the idea that L.A. County would get the same representation in the state Senate as Siskiyou County, it's no longer constitutional. At least that is what the Supreme Court has decided. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Paul Kengor, who basically talks a little bit about this question of representation, the problem of 50%. Why is it that Republicans are blocked, so it seems, in the Trump era from getting an actual majority of the popular vote? George Bush, George W. Bush, was the last president, Republican candidate for president, to win a majority of the popular votes. But what is wrong with the Republican Party if it can't even aim at that goal? And we'll also talk a little bit about some of the new names who are now coming into the presidential consideration with the great mentioner, whoever that great mentioner is. Mark Thiessen, a former speechwriter for George W. Bush, has actually suggested a name that I hadn't even heard in a presidential context before, but it's a guy with a remarkable background and who seems to make a great deal of sense. A congressman, member of the House. Can a member of the House actually run for president and win? Well, it's happened, but rarely. We will get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.